Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Former NFL offensive lineman, host of the Ross Tucker podcast. It's Ross Tucker with the Bull and the Fox. Ross, how you doing?
Guys, I am fantastic. I'm doing great. How about yourself?
You know, it's a weird balance, Ross, because the summer's great. Yeah. And it's awesome weather. But yet, we're so excited about football, especially because the Browns, at least on paper, are going to be relevant for the first time in forever. So you're torn, right? You want to get to training camp, you want to get to the season, but you don't want to rush the summer. What do you do, Ross, in that situation?
No, that's a really good point, because you're excited about the season. It's almost like, you know, it's a weird thing in life. And the older I get, the more I realize this. Sometimes the anticipation is almost even better than the event itself.
True.
And let's hope that's not the case for the Cleveland Browns season. By the way, do you guys see that fan list that came out and they had Browns fans like 24th or something?
What a joke.
On Bleacher?
What a joke, Ross.
I think
no,
so.
Not Bleacher.
Oh, not Bleacher.
It's the Emory professor that does it. You know, it's all statistical based and math. And look, I appreciate academia. I appreciate research. But you guys know I've written articles that the Browns have the best fans in the NFL. I mean, I've written that. And so for me to see them at like 24th or something and the Chiefs fans at 31,
absurd.
I thought that was pretty laughable. And I think there are some assumptions he makes with his data that is incorrect. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. I thought that was a joke.
Yeah.
And not a big fan of that process. Although I understand kind of the way he tries to go about it and blah, blah, blah. But no, you're right. I think you got to enjoy the summer. I mean, there's a reason to be excited, but are you talking the fans or are you talking about us in the media?
Everybody,
I think.
Like, I keep thinking, I'm like, it's 3 weeks till training camp, but I'm like, oh, it's summer. I want to enjoy it.
Yeah,
tricky.
You know what? I would say enjoy the anticipation. It's funny, too, because this is like the worst time of year for an NFL player because it's hanging over you. Like, you know you have to go to training camp soon, and every day you're closer to 6 weeks of hell, although I know it's not as bad as it used to be. Every day, though, you're getting closer and closer to 6 weeks of pain and competition and stress and all that stuff. But, yeah, enjoy the summer. And enjoy being able to have something to look forward to. You know, enjoy
right.
being able to be excited about training camp and excited about this season. I am beyond intrigued to see what happens. Although I will say this, do you guys see the video of Myles Garrett?
Yes.
Squatting 675?
That's there's two videos.
Oh, that one I didn't see. No.
He's box jumping with 40-pound dumbbells.
That one I saw, yeah.
But the 675 is more impressive.
But in my mind, well, first of all, the squat was like, I was just watching that being like, what are you doing? Like,
why?
Number one, why do you have that much weight on? Number two, his form wasn't great. I'm like worried about his back while he's doing it.
Oh, God, yeah.
I mean, I'm surprised they even have him doing that. Like, what are you doing? The box jump, maybe I understand a little bit more, but even that with dumbbells, man, you know, he is. He is wearing out those joints, man. It's funny. You just, now that I'm 40, I just look at things so differently than, you know, if I'm going in my third year in the NFL and I'm like the most jacked dude in the entire league and like a total freak show. You just don't think of those things. But when I watch the box jumps with the dumbbells in his hands and I watch the squatting, I can't help but think how far away are we from Miles having to have a back surgery, because that
my
is
gosh.
Not good. Neither one of those are good for your back, I can assure you.
Ross Tucker's with us, Ross Tucker Podcast. Ross, you know, we've talked a lot about the Browns in a positive light, this offseason, but the last couple of days, fans have kind of been angry at us because this whole Kareem Hunt thing that comes out over the weekend where he's at the club late, an incident of some sorts happened. No police report was filed or anything like that. But our point is, hey, you're Kareem Hunt. You're suspended right now. Like, can you
four
wait?
Physical altercations in a year, including one with a woman.
Can you stay out of the club, you know, until you get back in the league? What do you think, Ross?
I agree. I'm surprised. And I know people are going to call and say nothing happened. He wasn't charged with anything. You know, he's able to live his life. I get that. But he is under such a microscope right now. And to even put yourself in that situation, I'll give you an example, okay? When I was with the Cowboys, I was good friends with Chad Hutchinson, who was our starting quarterback. And when we went out in public, he would never have more than one beer because he knew that people were watching him. And that was right when, like, message boards started, right?
Yeah.
So people would be on the message board. I saw Chad Hutchinson at a bar last night. He should be getting ready for the Redskins in week 7. You know what I mean? Like, or whatever, right?
Yeah.
So he would never have more than one beer if we went out. Meanwhile, though, I might call him, like, on a Saturday afternoon and be like, where are you? And he's like, I'm at Home Depot. I'm getting a funnel. I'm having a party tonight, you know,
yeah.
At his house, right? So there's a difference, and it's called being smart about the situations that you put yourself in. And given his track record, being out late at night is not real smart. And I have no idea what happened. But something happened to the point where he was questioned by police, right? And I don't know, how many times have you guys been questioned by police in your life? Not that many for me, and I go out and drink and have a good time all the time. So I don't know what he did or what his friends did, or I have no idea, but at a minimum, he put himself in a position where police were asking him a question. That's too close for comfort for me. Hopefully he did nothing wrong. Maybe he just saw somebody else do it. Maybe he just saw his buddy do it. But that's a little too close for comfort in my mind.
We're talking with Ross Tucker, Ross Tucker Podcast, talking a lot about Kareem Hunt. Also, in our last segment, we talked about we were asked, what are in this upcoming CBA, because obviously they're negotiating right now, what are some changes that you would want if you're the players? And Ross, I had a few things I wanted to throw at you, because I think these three things are no-brainers for both the players and the owners, and I don't know why they don't do them. Number one, have a second bye. It's a no-brainer because it keeps guys fresher, and it adds an extra week of football without adding an extra game. I don't know why anybody would be against that. Number two, I would expand the rosters, and I guess that's a little more money for the owners, but not much because it's back end of the roster. And I would have it that every player, whatever the number is, say we have 60 guys on the roster or 57, whatever it is, that every guy on the roster that's healthy can play. There's no inactives. I would do that. And I would fix injured reserve where guys are not – I know they've done it now with one or two players, but I would have everybody eligible to come back in, say, 4 or 6 weeks. I don't see any downside to any of those things for either the players or the owners. Your thoughts?
Okay, so number one, second bye week.
Yeah.
Totally agree. I've often said – I don't know why they haven't done that either. I think it has something to do with the calendar and when the Super Bowl falls and when certain events fall. But I've actually said for a long time, forget the 18 games that they always talk about. I personally like the idea of adding an extra bye week and adding a 17th game that is a neutral site for every team. Every team plays one neutral site game. So now we have 19 weeks of television inventory. You're only asking the players to play one more game, and no fan base ever loses a home game so that they can grow the game in Mexico City or the 4 games in London or China or Germany or wherever it is they want to grow the game. Plus, there could be some awesome games. I don't know. Maybe the Browns play the Bengals in Columbus. You know, maybe Penn State play, you know, maybe the Steelers and the Eagles play at Penn State. I mean, there'd be some awesome things that they could do.
Right.
That would generate huge buzz, which I know they like. So I like the second bye. I would actually add an extra game as well
too.
To give you 19 weeks.
It.
That also puts the Super Bowl on Martin Luther King weekend, which means
President's weekend.
Work on Monday.
President's weekend, which yeah.
Oh yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but you're right. Yeah, love it. Great.
A lot of people don't have work on that Monday.
That's right.
After the Super Bowl, which I think everybody would like, right?
No doubt.
All right. So in terms of expanded rosters, so a couple of things you have to consider there. With all of the health insurance and all of the benefits and hotels and everything like that, it becomes a lot more money per person than people realize, and that's okay. And I do think they should do it because it helps develop players. But owners are very, very wary of doing something like that. Adding headcount is something they don't like to do in their other businesses. And when you think about the pension, the 401k, the health savings account, the severance, the annuity, the health insurance, I mean, it just, even if it's bottom, back end of the roster, it adds more than you think. And by the way, if there's still a salary cap, that really just takes away money from other guys. I mean, if the salary cap amount is the same, you know, if it's still 180 million or whatever, it really just means other guys are getting less.
I think you'd have to raise it.
Stars or some of the other guys might not like. The IR thing, I get, here's their concern, right? Let's say in week five, the Cleveland Browns have eight guys that are like legit injured. Like they cannot suit up for the game. And the Indianapolis Colts have one. And you say, all right, there's no such thing anymore as an inactive list. Yeah. Well, then what you have for that game is you have 52 Colts in uniform and you have 45 Browns in uniform. And the belief is that it creates a competitive disadvantage for the team that has more injuries. Whereas if you keep having whatever it is, seven or eight guys inactive, then you're pretty much never going to be in a situation where one team has more healthy bodies for that game than the other. I agree with you. I think they should do it. But again, on the last two, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate or what the pushback would be. I know you said it's no-brainers for both. Yeah. That's where the pushback is for both of those.
Ross, you think the Browns will win the AFC North?
No, I don't. Now, I think they have as good a chance as anybody, but I don't see them as necessarily being any better than Pittsburgh or Baltimore right now. I tend to think all three of those teams finish between 8-8 and 10-6. I think it's pretty jumbled. Maybe Pittsburgh and Cleveland are a little ahead of Baltimore, but I think they're all kind of jumbled together in that 8-8 to 10-6 mix, which means it comes down to who makes the plays late in games to win, you know, when these teams play against each other. I mean, the best thing Cleveland has going is that it seems to me like Baker Mayfield, the guy that's capable of making those plays to win those games. I'd probably still lean Pittsburgh and Big Ben, just because if they're all jumbled up like that, you know, Pittsburgh's track record and Ben's track record is such that I give them a pretty good chance to be able to pull that out. But it could really go either way. Plus, I just think there's a big difference between being the underdog, being, you know, the hunter versus the hunted. And I'm very curious to see how the Browns react to that. And there's also a lot of risk in my mind with Freddie Kitchens, you know, and that coaching staff, that first time coaching staff in those situations. If it's if all three teams are 8-8, 10-6, and you're making, you know, important late game decisions, I'll take Harbaugh and Tomlin over Freddie Kitchens. My guess is it probably costs you guys a game or two. So they might win it. I mean, I'd probably say it's like 50 or 45% Steelers, 40% Browns, 15% Ravens, somewhere like that. Almost a third, a third, a third.
Yeah.
So they might do it, but if I had to put $5 on it, I'd probably go Pittsburgh.
Well, we've learned we got to enjoy the summer. It's going to be a battle in the division, and then we can't wait for training camp. We'll still be thinking about it. Ross, thanks for joining us as always.
Absolutely, guys. Take care. Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.